Antigra had no knowledge of what had taken place back at the camp. Instantly, a plan formed in her cunning mind. She would climb down and track him. Her aim with the sling was good. No beast would know it was she who had slain the Tagrung. If she was careful and accurate, her son Grúvan would soon become Tagrung of the Juska. She was almost halfway down when another movement below caused her to freeze. Sawny Wrath came loping along, halting momentarily to inspect the bruised fern frond. He smiled grimly, pleased to have picked up the trail of his quarry. Antigra seized the moment. Fitting a large pebble to her sling, she changed her plans. Wearing the loaded sling until it was a blare, she yelled sharply,
"Sawny Wrath, I'm up here!"
The Juska chieftain looked upward, shock stamped upon his face as the stone struck him between his eyes, slaying him on the spot. With the dead dove lying forgotten halfway up the tree, Antigra scrambled down out of the boughs and dropped to the ground. Sawny lay still, one paw still gripping the spear he had been carrying, eyes open wide, staring at the sky. She circled him apprehensively, as if expecting her feared enemy to leap up at any moment. Without warning, sounds of some other beast travelling toward the scene reached Antigra. But this was no stealthy tracker or hunter she could hear. It was the laboured, staggering noise of some weary beast, unwittingly heading her way. Antigra slipped quietly behind the oak tree and waited. Felch came stumbling along, gasping for breath. He ground to a halt in front of the Juskarat chieftain's body. Like the stoat, he too circled it wordily. Antigra stepped out from behind the oak.
"He's dead. 'Twas I who slew him,"
she said flatly. Felch exhaled loudly with relief. He knelt at the ferret's side and inspected the wound, then looked at Antigra's weapon.
"Aye, so you did. A slingstone took his life. The Tagarung carried down your knife when I last saw him. I was much slower than either of them. I hit myself and let him pass by me. First the Tagarung, then Sawney tracking him."
He broke the dead chieftain's grasp upon the spear and stood up.
"You said you'd wait and get Sawney one day. Ha! The iron mighty Sawney Wrath, eh? You won't be slinging your orders round no more. You don't look so tough now, ferret-faced scum!"
Felch stabbed the body with the spear. He grinned at Antigra.
"Long seasons I dreamed of doing that. I wager you did too."
The stoat grinned back.
"Aye. Tell me what happened back at the camp. Why was Sawney hunting the otter?"
As the fox explained, a crafty gleam entered Antigra's eyes.
"So we're rid of them both. Sawney and his pet otter."
Felch brandished the spear.
"No more worries, eh? We'll rule the clan together now, just you and me. Chieftains together."